This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Guys, new theme song.
Yes!
Ooh!
We'll get this right, and that's right, we'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
Now, in the future, we're going to have to sing along with that, but for today, we can just leave it like
yeah.
that.
Okay?
Yeah, I like it. Kind of techno.
Oh, God. Okay. It is Great Mate Debate. Two people enter happy, and
yes.
one person leaves unhappy.
Yes.
What's happening?
We have a lovely couple today, Heather and Rob. Heather is saying she doesn't want to return to work. She just had a baby, and she's done.
Mm. You okay?
Heather won the toss, I'm told. So, Heather, hi. Yai.
Yai.
Tell us, what's the deal?
Rob and I, this is our third and final child, and it's really important for me. I feel like things have just shifted that I want to enjoy motherhood. I feel like with our 5 and 7-year-old, it was just a lot. And I feel like I was giving up a lot of joys and passions because they were in daycare full time and I was working full time. And now that they're in elementary school, I don't want to miss things that they're participating in at school. And with our new baby, I want to be able to experience that for the first time because I felt like everything was so rushed with our older kids, with them being, you know, in daycare the whole time and not having me around as much as I would like to be around. So I'm about 3 weeks away from maternity leave ending, and I just don't have it in my heart to go back to work full time.
Mm. That has to be like, you know, the feeling on a Sunday night and you're like, oh,
the Sunday
back
scaries.
To work. Yeah. It's like that has to be times like gazillion.
A billion.
Yeah.
From the maternal instinct.
Exactly.
Is
it's just looming.
Yeah.
It's just like you're.
Well, my ex-wife used to say, I mean, and then my kids were in great, like in Primrose and different daycare kind of places, but you can't pay somebody to love your kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's never going to be quite the same care, with all due respect to what they do, because there's families who
they're
have
great,
to work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So makes sense in one way. Let's find out why Rob wants you to go back to work. Rob?
Yay.
Yay. Why can't she stay home?
I don't want to say she can't. I'm not making her decisions for her. We had made an agreement a long time ago that once paternity leave was over, she would go back to work because we want to retire early. And also, you know, yes, we'd be saving money on daycare, but in the long run, we'd still be financially tighter. And I just feel like it's more stress now. Like, if we talked about this and agreed on it a long time ago, maybe we could have prepared for it. But this is all such short notice. I feel like it's a big sort of life change and change of plan that we really didn't prepare for.
Do you feel like she blindsided you with this a little bit?
A little, yeah. I mean, I don't want to say that I blame her for wanting to spend time with the kids. I would love to see the kids more often, but it's just not practical. We got to work, you know?
Mm. So, and I don't want to like get down into the nuts and bolts of your finances, but there was a thing like with my wife, ex-wife as well, where it's like, she had to make a certain amount to make the daycare make sense. And like you guys well exceed that. You're saying like if Heather goes back to work, it pays for daycare and puts a chunk of money into retirement and helps with the
exactly.
mortgage and the bills and blah, blah, blah.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm. Heather, did you kind of drop this on him or?
Well, yeah, I don't know if you can sense my breathing over here. I feel like it wasn't just dropped on him, I feel like it was also dropped on me. Like, this wasn't something that I was, like, secretly keeping from him. It was just, like, as I was in that mode, because I didn't take full maternity leave with our older kids. Like, I was off, I don't know, Rob, was it, like, 3 weeks max? It wasn't that long.
Oh, you just got it.
Yeah, like, before I went back to work. So now that I've had this time with our new baby girl, like, I am just relishing in it, and I'm, like, almost fearful of, like, I don't want to be in that, like, go, 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 go. I
want
to be able
to knowing you said
enjoy
this is,
my kids.
It sucks knowing you said that this is your last one. So it's like you want to embrace every single moment.
Exactly. And so I feel like because we have been financially savvy, you know, we our plan originally was to retire early. Like, I've hit my 40 credits, you know, like, we're like we have stuff in savings. I'm thinking of the mindset of, like, okay, so maybe we don't retire early. We shift things around. I'm going to be at home, like, you know, clipping coupons and making meals for us and saving on daycare. And then top of really, truly being there for our children. And I just don't want to feel like they're missing out and I'm missing out.
All right. Well, let's get the phone number in here. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059. I understand what you're saying. I'm
so torn.
I'm walking on eggshells, though, because I feel as a white man, what I'm about to say will be not appropriate. But it's like, it feels a little unfair because he wants to spend time with the kids. It's like, he doesn't get the choice to, like, I want to stay home, too. But he can't, right?
Right. Somebody's got to do something.
And that's not fair. There's a zillion double standards where women get the short end of the stick and whatever, but it's like, you just woke up one day and went, like, no, I don't feel like going in anymore. I want to spend time with the kids. It's like, oh, that's okay. I don't.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. But I feel like for our situation, maybe it's not the same for Heather and Rob, but our kids would have a much better environment raising if my wife stayed home with them than if I stayed home with them. She has that nurturing. She has more
tolerant,
all that, 100% you know? True.
Even though I still want to, like, would be awesome.
No, you're right. But I'm just saying, I heard it in Rob's voice. I mean, his first angle was like, well, we want to retire early. Okay. You're balancing what our stated together life plan was. Mm-hmm. And she just woke up one day and said, I got a different plan.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he's just got to go along with that. Or does he?
Like, I don't know.
You guys, because
it could be a big lifestyle change too, which that, 100%. Like, Heather, do you think it'll really feel like a big lifestyle change? Are you prepared for that? Have you thought about that aspect of it?
I mean, to be totally honest with you, I've thought about it, but thinking about something and actually putting it in practice are two different things. And so, like, right now where I'm at, my heart is like, I just want to spend this time with my children right now while they're young before they all are out of the home. Because it's like, you know, we do have such a short amount of time with our kids. And I, like, having this time off with our daughter has made me rethink, like, the whole rigmarole of just going to work, coming home and spending 2 hours with my kids before they go to bed. And as far as, like, implementing stuff, like, yeah, there are going to be changes. And I'm trying to get Rob to be a little bit flexible with that. I'm trying to be flexible of, like, you know, potentially looking into part-time work here and there once things are established. But it's all new. I recognize it's completely different than what we had planned. But that's kind of what happens with life. Like, you can't plan everything out and expect it to go accordingly.
All right. Well, hang on, you guys. We're gonna get you a jury and we'll somehow get you an answer here. I'm with Aaron. I'm completely torn.
I don't know if I could pick a side because I see both of them.
There's so much value to being there with your kids.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also value to building a life.
Mm-hmm. And also, in a way, you're also setting an example of, you know, mommy and daddy have responsibilities. We take care of things. And there's that aspect of it, too, that maybe you're...
All right, so we need stay-at-home moms who wish they had gone back to work, and the opposite. Like, just, we need advice from everybody because this is a decision that a lot of families go through. And at a certain point, you go from, like, hey, we can have sushi once a week and retire early to, we're going to barely scrape by, but our kids are going to be potentially better off and better loved.
Yeah.
But that's not a guarantee either.
Well, yeah, I know we went through this with my wife too, when she you get that urge and it's like, I don't want to leave this when you're in maternity leave, especially. Right. I don't want this to end. And it's like,
it has to at some point.
It has to, honey. And she's like she's a titan in her industry and stuff. And even her was like, I could just give it all up.
And just do this.
Just yeah.
Be a mom. All right, Heather.
Couldn't let her, obviously.
Not with what we make in radio. Heather wants to stay at home with their third and final child. Rob's like, that's not what we agreed to. So you got to go back to work. You decide who's right. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are right in the middle of a great mate debate between Heather and Rob. They've had their third and presumably final child.
Mm-hmm.
And now she wants to just stay at home. She wants to
spend time with the kids.
Yeah, get the whole experience on this last one. Sounds like she was super in and out on the parenting experience on their first two kids. So he's like, no, that wasn't our plan.
Changes our life a lot. Our plans, our finances, our everything.
So let's get a jury in here. Heather, Rob, feel free to jump in with anybody you
see. Hey, go check for six.
What's that? Oh.
Yay!
Oh, ready to go.
Becky?
Sorry, I'm talking to my kids in the background because I'm home with them.
Oh, boy. This feels like, whose side are you on?
See how it is, Heather?
You're right. On Heather's side, Heather. I'm presuming?
I am on Heather's side, and I was kind of in the same situation about 5 years ago, 4.5 years ago or so. I did go back to work after my first kid for a couple months, and I was like, this is not it. Not putting my kid in daycare forever. I did find a way to make a little bit of supplemental income because we needed that. But it was a lot less than what we were making, and it's been amazing. You're never going to look back and regret spending more time with your kids. You would look back and regret spending less time. And if you have the means to do it, do it. If you're stretching yourself too thin, don't. But if you can do it, you're never going to regret that extra time.
Okay. Go back to yelling at your kids. Thank you, Becky. Kim.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on mom's side. I was a stay-at-home mom for 12 years. And then I went back to work after all my kids were in school. And then I had another baby. And now I'm a working mom, and I so badly wish I could go back to being a stay-at-home mom because I know what I'm missing. I'm like gonna cry thinking about it.
Oh, wow. Kim.
So.
Okay. No, I mean, we don't want you to cry, but I mean, so you've literally lived both sides of this, and you're
And stay-at-home mom, if you can financially afford it, it is so much more rewarding than being able to retire early.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, okay. This is like the post baby hormones, but like, absolutely. I mean, I cannot fathom leaving my daughter right now and my bigger kids like missing out on all their activities in elementary school right now. Like, it's just like crazy to even think that that's a possibility.
Yeah. It's kind of like, do you want the time with them now while they're young or
when
you retire
older,
early in their, 20s and maybe you'll
and
see
they're
them.
Off living their own life and doing their own thing.
Yeah.
Let's keep going. Rob, this isn't going great for you right now. Jamie?
No, it's not.
Yay.
Is there anybody on my side yet?
Yeah. Well,
sorry,
let's just,
Jamie.
let's hear a couple more people here before we tell you how bad it is. Jamie, whose side are you on?
I'm on the mom's side. I'm sorry, Rob. For me, like the research that I've done the first 3 years of a child's life, it is critical that they're with a parental figure more than likely the mom, because if they're not, they can develop attachment issues, and those attachment issues, even as young as a year old, and it shows that they can be affected until they're 22 or older. It's like an emotional attachment where if they're not with that parent, if that parent's not with them, they detach, and it affects them for the rest of their life. At least that's what the leading research that I've been studying has been coming out with.
Okay. Mm. We're dropping the research card.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
That's why when I get home, my kids are like, who are you?
At least one more here. Kirby?
Yay.
Yeah. Yay. Whose side are you on?
Heather's totally, unfortunately. Sorry. Thank you, Kirby. As a society, we totally prepare our moms for, like, first baby and all the joys that come with that, but nobody prepares us for that last baby, and it just, it makes a huge difference on your outlook on being a mom and where you want to be and your standpoints in life, and it's short-lived. You know, you could go back to work when that last one gets into kindergarten and, you know, is at school for a few hours of the day. And if you guys can figure it out, all I can say is...
So 5 years of no extra income is what you're saying. They got to go through at least 5 years of...
Yeah, because now...
And that's
But I think on that, like, I'm not even opposed to doing, you know, part-time stuff here and there or, like, you know, consulting things when I can, once things are established, once the new routine's established. So I'm not saying, like, I'm not going to bring in anything in the next 5 years. That's not the point, but it's going to be significantly less than what I have been bringing in.
Well, right. I think Kirby just made a really, I've never thought about that. Everyone does prepare you for your first baby, but not your last. Mm-hmm. And so maybe Rob, maybe Heather didn't pull a fast one on you. Maybe she was unprepared for how,
look at you, Kevin.
How heavy this was going to hit her. It's her last. It's your last kid. I mean, that's what you said anyways. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's the plan. We're not planning on anymore.
Yeah. I mean, we can't have any more. So Rob and I went and had a little surgery. So.
Okay. Well,
Rob, listen, we could keep taking phone calls to spoil this for you, but I don't think we could find anybody,
even the texters,
even in neighboring states.
Yeah.
She's not going back to work, dude.
Not one person,
not a single.
No, you could have texted in.
Yeah. 51059. Rob, why don't you text in right now? You might have one total vote.
Oh, look, someone's on his side.
Dude, I mean,
yeah,
they did say you guys sound like a very healthy relationship though, so shout out.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we are. I'm not, like, mad or anything. We talk about everything. This was just probably the biggest, I'm sure you'd agree, probably the biggest disagreement we've had.
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. But again, it wasn't, like, something that I was withholding from you. It was just as I was nearing.
No, no, but you just dropped it on him with 3 weeks left in maternity leave. Yeah. You're not holding it back. You just didn't drop it until the 11th hour.
Yeah, I mean, if your listeners want to start a GoFundMe campaign for us,
okay, that's where we end.
I'm not getting any GoFundMe money.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
All right, guys. I should just start with the intro, but like, I feel like
you need to intro the intro.
Well, because you talked over it last time. And now the intro's is talking.
I had very important news.
You had stupid news that you said the whole thing before I even had time to. You know what? I can turn this car around. I can turn everybody's mics off. In fact, that's what I'm going to do. Everybody's
right,
mics.
Because it's the Slacker Show.
When news matters to you, it matters where you get your news. If you are searching for news you can trust, then you are completely screwed. This is news or nope.
Did you have to say it like that? Did you have to do the Slacker Show thing?
I can turn this car around.
Are our mics on? Are we back on? Hello? Test, test.
Yes, your mics are on. You guys give the headlines. I say if they're news or nope, and then we either... I'm just like, today's not the day.
I like the opening a lot. It makes me feel...
It feels too long.
No, I like
the singing one better?
No, I like this one more.
I like the very end where...
And then it's like...
Good evening. Welcome.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Oh, my God, you're right.
News or nope.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you for joining us.
Whoever's got the first headline.
Well, bad news for my two younger sisters, because Disney Plus is cracking down big time on their password sharing.
I'll say news on that.
Okay.
That's really a thing?
It really is a thing.
They've been saying that for years.
I think if Disney says it, they're doing it.
Well, and it's, yeah, so you can pay, like, it's $10 extra a month per sharer. Like, they're really cracking down on...
And how much is Disney Plus, period?
Well, it just raised to like $15. I got the email, but it didn't mention anything about the password crackdown. But it says here that even it's so strict that even if you're going like out of town, if you're traveling and you want to use Disney Plus, you have to like mark yourself out of town, and then you can log in elsewhere so that it knows it's you and not another thing, and it won't just charge you the $10.
Question. Maybe you don't know because you don't work for Disney. My children are the product of a broken and divorced home.
Mm-hmm.
I pay for Disney Plus. They log in to Disney Plus at their mother's house as well. Will I get dinged for it? It's still,
I don't know.
It's still
you might,
me.
But you're in a different house.
Yeah, it says
they
it,
are, sorry.
It restricts the account usage to members within the same household identified through IP addresses. So it might. This is what I did a few years ago, is I just bought Disney Plus and then told my sisters, like, hey, Merry Christmas. I have Disney Plus. That's like my gift to you. And
so
I've just
your been, Christmas present is about to be worth nothing.
Well, they got like 3 or 4 years out of it. Because I'll get an
Why
email.
Why don't you pay the $10 and get them?
Well, I'm going to have to.
A new Christmas gift.
I'm going to have to re-up, I guess. But it's a year-long. It counts as a gift.
Nope.
I'll get an email every once in a while. It's like somebody logged in Hubbard, Texas. And I'm like, who's in Texas? My sister's like, I'm there. I'm like, okay.
I get that too.
Okay.
It's the only time I talk to him.
All right.
Who's in Texas?
That's a good news or nope. It's Aaron's turn.
There is a new treasure hunt in New England happening.
News.
It's about $26,000. It's a 24-karat gold statue somewhere in the woods.
Can we do this?
Yes, because the one
like a month off of the show and go find this damn
thing. Oh, absolutely. The one that was here, Forest Fenn's treasure, was found in 2020.
People died looking for that one.
What? Yeah.
I can't remember, like 3 or 4 or something. I don't remember how many people.
Wow.
They died. And that was $1 million.
Yeah.
That's how much it was in. I was just going to ask. It was $1 million?
Was it in a suitcase or something? I don't remember.
I don't remember the details.
But like people would just, and I don't think they were releasing clues necessarily.
There was a poem that Forrest Fenn had written and
there
you had to like crack it.
So how do we find this one? Are there clues out there?
We'll turn the mics off again before we start
giving it away. I want everyone to try to find this thing. It's $26,000.
Yeah, there's a $20 entry fee. And then you receive clues via email.
I'm in.
Mm.
Totally.
So is that, do they fund it via the entry fees? There's no money and enough people get $20.
The statue's already there, though. You have to find the gold statue.
Is this that gamer dude? I heard he's a
video game designer. Yeah.
So he's got the money. He probably just fronted the $26,000 and then they just put this thing out in the middle of nowhere. You say it's where? In New England?
Yeah.
Okay. I swear to God.
I'm in.
The way you are with murder mysteries, Aaron, I am with, like, I've always wanted to do, like, a treasure hunt thing.
Have you ever done, what is it, geocaching?
No.
Geocaching?
I
don't know.
I've heard.
It's fun. It's really fun.
Do you get money or what do you find?
No, it's just like little trinkets, but it's still like the thrill of it.
How do you get involved in this?
There's an app.
Okay. I'm in.
Okay.
All right.
Hack. You look at me till the sound starts. Okay.
I want the sound.
Okay.
Okay. Good evening. A new animated character has gotten a star on the Walk of Fame. Batman is officially inducted. I also have a list of the 19 other fictional characters that already have a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Any guesses? Who deserves one?
I would like to say
Mickey Mouse.
It's
number one.
Okay, hold on.
She nailed it.
Hey. Listen, Daddy's talking. I want to say nope to this really bad, but I can tell you have a passion for it. So I'm going to let it slide. But this is stupid because do you guys understand the Hollywood Walk of Fame?
Yeah, the celebrity who's getting it has to pay for the star.
Right. It's not like, oh my God.
You've done so well, you deserve it.
Oh, here you go, Colin Farrell. You finally made enough movies. And like, isn't it coincidental that they always do it right around the time that they're trying to flip their career around or they got a new movie coming out or whatever?
What's Batman doing?
I would say probably DC has got something brewing and then they're trying.
Which they do, no? Because they had Robert Pattinson. I think they're doing a second one.
Okay. but you can't just be a regular person, right?
I think you probably can. I think it's like $50,000.
Okay.
I think you probably.
Well, let's start a GoFundMe.
You're in IMDb. We can probably use
our treasure hunt reward.
Yeah, let's get a star.
To get a star.
Oh, collectively? So
yeah,
it's like the Slacker Show?
Yeah.
No.
I bet you're sad you called it that now, aren't you?
I didn't name it that.
I didn't name it that either!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
How do you guys feel about limousines?
I like them. I've always had fun in them whenever Was it a thing?
Because we're of different generations. We're kind of three different generations if we get right down to it, right?
Yeah.
Because I'm an X, you're a millennial.
Millennial, yep, straight down the middle. Just everyone hates me. Just
such a millennial move, man. I just needed to know if you were a millennial. You didn't have to make it about your strife or just like which thing are you? Well, you don't understand. My parents gave me participation trophies, and that's why I'm broken. Just like, what are you?
Millennial.
And then that's it. Just stop there. Okay, got it. Perfect. Can you answer the question without an explanation,
yeah,
Aaron?
I'm Gen Z.
Okay, great. Do the other... I have made it so
what
awkward.
What made Gen X so angry?
Starting to think you're a boomer.
Were boomers. What were my parents then? Greatest Generation? What was before boomers? I don't know what my parents were born in the 30s, you guys.
The Silent Generation.
Oh, that's silent, right.
What does that mean?
From 25 to 45.
Yeah, my parents are in there.
Yeah, I don't know why it's the Silent Generation.
Well, we'd ask them, except
why?
They
yeah.
wouldn't answer.
It refers to their conformist and civic instincts, according to Google.
Okay, so here's what I was going to say before we had to hear about his strife as a millennial. When I was growing up, certain things were such a baller move, a status symbol, and getting to ride in a limousine, like only like two kids at prom took limos.
Really?
Like that, they were the most elite of the elite. Everybody else just got dropped off by your parents or you drove yourself in your parents' car.
I see.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But like limos were a thing.
Yeah, they were a thing for us when we went to high school dances, for sure. We rode in limos, yeah.
Aaron?
I did my freshman year, and then after that, not.
But in a limo?
Yes.
They're dead. Limos are gone.
I remember there used to be this massive limousine, I don't know what, rental place kind of thing off of Sheridan and Yale, and I would look at it every single time we drove by and just... loved it. They had the pink Hummer limo, and I was like, "That's so cool."
That was probably Sunset or somebody.
I honestly don't know, but I'm pretty sure it's gone.
Wow.
Why don't people like it? I just read a story that they're auctioning off old limos. I don't know what you would do with it.
Ooh.
Should we have a
finally get some respect around here?
Your Hyundai is just like
I'd drive and park it, and then I'd have to run to the back to get out the back door. Thanks, Jeeves. I'll see you when I'm done.
What are you doing, man?
That's
right. But do like because we talked the other day about trying to do a haunted house tour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And stuff. And I was thinking in my head, we should rent a limo and do it. But I don't, then I just don't think they exist anymore. Because if we were going to take listeners.
They might for like weddings, but even then I would rather rent just like a dope car, you know?
Mm. What do you mean? Like, but then who drives it? You drive it?
Yeah.
You've got a wedding gown on.
Yeah.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think everyone's doing a party bus now. Everyone goes to the bus, the big ones, because they have poles in them and you can just stand up in them and all that stuff. So it's like a limo, but more headroom, I guess.
So is that what we want to do for the haunted house thing?
I don't like the party buses. Every time I've been on them, it just makes me very sick because you're drinking on the bus.
Because you're on
and
a
you're
pole.
Moving around.
Yeah, and then you're just moving and you're facing the wrong way.
But
and
the limo's
just
the exact same way. I'm just trying to figure out if maybe, because it's one of those things to me, and I'm all over the map here, but it's like, remember like drive-in theaters started closing, mm-hmm. closing. And then there's like two left and everybody's like, oh my God, what? And then there was this like surge of people going like, we can't let it. You just told me the other day, I thought it was the last one, the one at Hamden in Santa Fe.
Oh, Cinderella. That's been long gone.
Not long gone.
Yeah, long gone.
How long?
Like at least 15, 20 years.
No.
Yeah.
Whoa.
For real?
Yeah.
Is there any left?
Also, it wasn't Sheridan. It was Federal. I just realized.
Federal no, there was Yale. One right at.
That's Federal, not Sheridan.
Right at Santa Fe and Hampton.
Oh, I'm talking about the limo place was Federal.
Oh,
you are correct. Cinderella City
was
at,
right there.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's an apartment complex. It's been that for a while now.
But you remember then everybody was like, oh, we never shop at Toys R Us. And then they started going out of business. Everybody's like, oh my God, we can't let them die.
Yeah.
Oh, Red Lobster sucks. Wait, they're going out of business. We can't let them. So my idea right now, what?
Do you want to know when Cinderella City was demolished?
If you say it was like more than 10 years ago, I'm going to cry.
99.
That's not true.
That
then there was a different drive-in theater at Hamden. And
no, that was it.
Are there any drive-ins left in Colorado?
99 feels too old because I remember there are. I think there's one.
I know there's one at Merchandise Mart, but that doesn't count because it's new. Like at the Merch Mart, like you just go in the parking lot.
There's one that's like northern. I don't remember.
Yeah, it looks like there's an 88 drive-in theater.
That's in
Commerce City.
Yeah.
Is that the same one?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty sketch out there.
It's Commerce
City.
Well, it's the only one, so what are we doing?
Well, my point is, like, I think that people get nostalgic when something starts to disappear, and then they surge back towards it. So should we buy the limos?
I think so. I think they'd be cool. I like it.
Because at a certain point... Yeah,
and then it'll become kind of vintage in a way, so we could still rent them out. Like, there will be people that want that... classic wedding. Like, we got a limo at our wedding afterwards, and my father-in-law had a classic car, and so he drove us away in his classic 30s
to be in the limo.
LaSalle, all of our friends, like all the wedding party, which was a terrible idea. Don't do that, because then we went to the spot to take pictures and then they're all in the limo and we're like, you guys coming? They're like, we'll get there.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9. This story, I can't even believe this is true. The 70-year-old guy. I think it's going to inspire us to go to talk about things that you thought were gone forever. And it doesn't have to be a person or a pet. It can be like you lost
a silly item.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like Tiak loves it when you call in with like you lost a ring.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody loses a ring.
I know.
And then we found it.
I know, but sometimes it is incredible. So,
yeah, if you got a little pizzazz to it, then that's something.
I know how mad you are at me right now, and you're trying to hold it in.
Me? Mad at you? Come on.
So a 70-year-old man has been missing since he was 6 years old.
Yes.
Insane. Crazy story.
So, first off, I don't know. He never fought back?
I don't know. He was 6 years old when a woman abducted him at a park.
They lured him away, said, let's go to the store, I'll buy you some candy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In 1951.
And then he apparently lives the rest of his life with her and like moves. Mm-hmm. She's obviously dead.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering, I don't know his story, so I hesitate to say this, but it's like, did
he had been flown to the East Coast and raised by a couple there.
So that's why I mean, like, it doesn't seem like
they must have said, oh no, your parents are dead.
Yeah. And it doesn't seem like I don't know if they tortured him or whatever, but like they weren't. They just raised him. You know what I mean? Like, so he didn't know.
At a certain point, he just had to believe.
Yeah, he's only six. Like, he just listens to adults and, like, the poor guy.
So then, fast forward to modern times. somebody does their 23andMe or whatever, they get their DNA thing and they get a hit going, hey, you've got a sibling living in the East Coast. They track him down. It's like, oh my God.
You're the missing kid.
Yes. Like,
yeah.
Hi.
Yeah. You're 70 years old now, but you're that missing kid.
I thought it was gone for you. Nobody's got a story that good. But if you have a story about a ring,
we'd love to hear both.
No, I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like he had no idea. Like, I guess you just
at a certain point, maybe he just assumed his parents were dead.
Mm-hmm. Or you, as a kid, you just suppress those. Like, what do you remember before six? Not a lot.
Nothing. I don't remember anything from before six this morning.
All those toys I've been buying my son is like, he's not even remembering it.
It's so dumb. And like, I don't want to get off on a sidetrack, but don't take your kids to Disney till they're over six. Just don't. Because it's like, I've done it to my daughter. I'm like, you remember? I was like, no. I don't remember at all. Literally, it's like, do you know how much that cost for us to like.
I remember.
Trying to get that woman to lure you away with candy.
Stop.
So we want to know what you lost, and it miraculously came back to you. There's a cat.
This could be a movie. These could all be movies.
Oh, for sure.
The cat got...
Yeah, maybe a Garfield movie.
The cat somehow took a 900-mile journey.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it got lost in Yellowstone.
It went camping. On vacation. Or like on a road trip.
Oh. And maybe I was thinking of a different... Okay, so they left the cat there?
I think because it ran out and they were like, well, I mean, we have to go and it's a huge park.
This feels like a setup. It's like they took their cat to Yellowstone. It's like, there's lots of predators here. Here, kitty, yeah. Why don't you just take a quick walk? Somebody... I guess they brought two cats. They searched for the cat for 4 days. They finally went home to California. A microchip company said that the cat was found in another town in California.
900 miles away.
So, wow. So was the cat trying to get back home?
No idea.
And it had a microchip in it?
Yeah.
So it's definitely, I think you're right. It's a setup. It had a chip and they're like, eh.
No, you can't track the microchip.
Then what do you have it in?
If somebody, you don't know what the microchip
is. No, I don't.
So like if you take the cat to a vet and go, this is a lost cat, they scan like their belly where the microchip is and it's like, dude, this cat is named Billy Bob and it belongs to a family called T-Hacks in Parker, Colorado.
Yeah, it has these vaccines or...
Oh, so it's just that and it's not...
Yeah, it's not a, not it's location. Not a GPS it's not, device.
I've only seen like it in movies tag. And stuff.
Yeah.
No, it's not...
I've only seen it with like pigeons and stuff where they track them.
It's not like the tracker on sharks.
It's not the same thing as like they caught a bobcat.
I don't have cats. I don't know.
Are your dogs chipped?
Dogs can get chipped.
They're not chipped. No.
Are you sure?
Because he wants them to be free in the Yellowstone.
Come to Yellowstone.
I wouldn't.
There's a nice lady that wants to buy you candy.
Camp. They would know something's up.
If you've lost something and it miraculously came back to you, we call it, I thought it was gone forever. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
There was also a woman who got lost in the wilderness for 12 days. And then she just like, hey, I'm here.
And she just showed back up? Yeah,
she needed a break.
Sorry about all that. Just one of those days.
Was she genuinely lost the whole time or was she hiking her way back? You only read the headlines.
She went camping and then went, she wanted to go home. And you never leave people behind. You never go solo.
Sometimes you do. No. Remember that dude? Wasn't that in Colorado where they did like a...
Were just saying
they did
that.
A team building thing. They all went hiking.
Yeah,
and then
they let
was
him
like,
go by himself. And, it was like, and he got lost.
And then it's like, well, it's 5 o'clock. We got to jump back on the bus.
Terrible.
Head back to Dunder Mifflin.
Was that the same guy that they were calling him and he didn't answer?
No, that's a different guy.
Oh, okay.
There was like, a guy lost in the wilderness and they just kept, the rescuers were calling him. He's like, nah.
I don't recognize this number. I'm not going to answer.
Yeah. If you get lost at a team building, like, you got to get a new job then. Like, this isn't going to work out.
Embarrassing.
I don't feel valued at this company.
You definitely do not. The other one that I remember that keeps coming up is like when I remember like an old lady was like gardening and she lost her ring.
And it was found on a carrot.
Like years later.
Yeah, yeah.
She kept planting the garden in the same spot. And then one year, like, she's like, my ring's just gone. And like decades later, and then she picks a carrot.
And the ring's
and it's got
around
a,
it. Yeah.
It's got a ring on it.
Someone said that they were traveling in Chicago They accidentally left their bottle of perfume in the hotel dresser. About a year later, came back to the same hotel. They got the same room.
Shut.
The perfume was still
your
there.
Your mouth. Are you serious?
Ooh. Yeah.
What?
Other guests just came there and...
Maybe just did a little spritz and then
we
moved
did
on.
Something similar in high school when we were at one of our away games. We hit a cheeseburger up in the ceiling.
Oh, come
and
on.
And we came back a year later and it was there.
Okay.
You got to have a pregame meal.
Yeah. No, I get it. And also, if you have any stories like that involve rings,
yeah,
we would take
rings,
those as well.
For sure.
He hates me with the white hot intensity of 1,000 burning suns right now. All right.
We'll take them all.
I thought it was gone forever. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing lost ring stories.
Oh my God. Apparently, yes.
We're doing I Thought It Was Gone Forever. I mean, we got inspired by this 70-year-old dude who'd been missing since he was 6 years old.
Yeah. And that's... he didn't also realize that he was missing?
Apparently did not realize yeah. he was missing. But Tiak hates it when they turn into just ring stories. So let's start with Carrie. Carrie.
Yay, guys.
Yay.
Thought it was gone forever. Gosh, I hope it's a ring.
Actually, it is a ring.
Perfect.
All right.
Don't pretend you're happy. All right, what happened?
My father-in-law made me a ring a long time ago, and it was a little loose, and I was playing catch with my dog, and it went flying in a park.
Oh, no.
I couldn't find it. Fast forward a year later, and my dog and I went back to the same park, and she was pawing at the ground in an area that wasn't where I had searched. She found my ring.
She dug
what?
It up. Like, she was pawing because she knew it was there.
She I don't know if she sniffed me on it or whatever. I don't know. She
That's found impossible.
Shiny. It was crazy, but my dog found my ring.
That's...
Wow.
T-Hack?
That's impressive, yeah. Yeah. The dog, good.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Carrie. Tracy?
Yay.
Thought it was gone forever. What happened?
When I was younger, my mom had this pair of diamond earrings, and one of her diamonds fell out. We thought it was gone forever. She had in one of those built-in closet things, and the sock drawer was on the bottom. Got some socks stuck in there, and this was years later. We pull out the sock thing. There's like a whole bunch of dust and stuff in there, and something catches my eye, and it was the diamond from her earring.
Whoa.
Wow.
You're kidding me. Did you still have the earring part?
She still had the earring part, and it matched the other earring.
So you were able to put it back together. Wow.
Well, she didn't, but the jeweler did. But
yeah,
that's
no, I wasn't,
sure
wasn't assuming
diamond.
She
yeah.
got her degree
in jewelry.
Have the
professional
do that yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Bring me my loop.
That's amazing. It'd be better if it was a ring, but I mean, that's amazing.
Earring, close enough.
Oh, yeah, ring. It's got the word ring in it. Thank you, Aaron.
You're welcome.
Tiak, did you notice it had the word ring in it?
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All
right. Give us a ring. Janet?
Yeah.
Thought it was gone forever. What's your story about?
Sorry, I meant Yai.
Yeah.
So my BFF of many years had gone to Greece, and she brought me back these adorable earrings,
and rings.
I thought I lost one of them forever because I couldn't find it anywhere, and so I quit wearing it, obviously, but I kept it forever, and 1 year, I was unpacking for Christmas, this was several years later, and I found my earring, I couldn't believe it!
Wow.
It was just in your Christmas decorations?
Yeah.
No, it's an earring that will never leave my jewelry box.
Oh. No, but if that's where the other one was. Never mind. Thank you for the call. At least it had the word ring in it. Colette?
Yay.
Thought it was gone forever.
So I thought I lost a moving truck when I moved back from Michigan back to Colorado. Okay. I hired a company to load all my personal belongings in a moving truck and drive them out here for me.
Okay.
And come to find out, I was robbed.
What?
What?
I called the company on my invoice, and they're like, I'm not finding you. And I was like, what? So I thought I was totally robbed in, like,
Like just some random later, people showed up in a truck and you gave them all your stuff.
They wrapped it in plastic and everything. I swear they pulled it off. Like, but then 6 months later, I get a call from the New York Police Department. They found my moving truck broke down. And I had to pay to get all my stuff that I'd already mourned. Like, I moved on, you know.
Oh, yeah, you bought new furniture, everything.
Oh, and paid to have it repackaged in a different truck and hauled out to me.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Did you have any rings in there?
Yes, I imagine there were rings in the truck.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9. When you guys were kids, like, in school, and you got in trouble,
yeah,
and, like, the principal or whoever would say, like, hey, come to my office, did you panic?
Tiak?
Yeah. I didn't get in trouble a lot as a little kid. I didn't. It was always bad.
Yeah.
It's always bad.
Or I guess, like, if you didn't get in trouble in school, because I didn't either, like, if our boss is like, hey, come to my office, we need to chat, do you panic?
First off, literally never went to the principal's office ever.
Yeah.
Like, ever.
Mm. Well, didn't he find you in the hallway one time?
I don't think I've told that story accurately. Mm. So I was in the hallway. Okay. Sixth grade. So middle school back then was 7, 8, 9.
Weird.
Okay.
So sixth graders went to the middle school for a tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a disruptive force on that tour. And the principal of the middle school pinned me against the lockers. So I wasn't even attending the school yet.
I see.
When Mr. Grauberger held me by the throat.
Did he remember you when you went to that school?
Oh, yeah. I definitely pointed it out. Because then I was like straight A honor student or whatever. And he'd have to like give me awards and different things. Wow. And I'm like, do you remember me? He's like, no, what? I don't. I'm like, you held me against the lockers by the throat.
Wow. No, I like that though.
It was awesome.
To middle school, buddy.
But I mean, can you imagine that happening today?
Oh, absolutely what would not. Happen?
Mm-mm. No, it would be horrible. I mean, it would
100%.
Yeah. It seemed like a routine. Like he did multiple in that hallway. There were a few kids against the locker.
I think he probably, I don't know if he made it a habit. It's just like your first day in prison, you take out the big guy, right?
Mm.
So he took the loud guy out. I was a model student from that moment forward.
And everyone in my tour group was sixth grade though.
I know.
That was an adult.
I know. I think he's dead, so I feel bad. I adored him. Once I got to the school, Mr. Grauberger was one of the greatest, like, influential, loved him, wrote great things in my yearbook. Awesome dude.
That's called CYA. Yes. Cover your ass.
Yes, yes, yes. But I distinctly remember the warmth of his hands as he was choking me up.
So comforting.
Okay. Anyway, so I don't know the answer. When it comes to our bosses, kind of. Like you get actual physical anxiety?
Oh yeah.
Okay, that's I guess
it stops me in my tracks. I think about the last like 2-3 years, just what have I done wrong? Okay, on this day.
Are you
like,
serious?
I'm not joking. It is severe.
Really? So do you hesitate to push it off? Because I feel like if I get that text, I gotta go right away. I have like
I need to know. What did I do? What
are you guys serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get as nervous, I guess. I'm just more like, I don't even want to, what? Just tell me, what is it? I don't want to, like, get, because I could get to Aaron's status.
Don't do it. Yeah. Save yourself.
I feel the anxiety hands around my throat, much like your principal.
Really?
It's like, we got to stop.
Jeez,
this.
You guys. I this is probably arrogant, but I'm not that afraid of being fired, of being let go. And even if I were.
I guess it's not even being fired. It's just like, what did I do wrong? How did I mess up? How did I let you down? Kind of thing.
So you are the generation that the dad thing works on. It doesn't work on my kids. Where you, I'm not mad.
I'm disappointed.
That
crushed me. Yes.
What?
Absolutely.
Oh my God. If my dad ever told me he was disappointed, I'd be like, thank the sweet baby Jesus, you're not mad.
Oh.
Disappointed?
Sure. No,
there's no blows coming after disappointment. Mad? Something's getting thrown.
Yeah, I feel like it that hurt more coming from my mom, but my dad, there was kind of just an underlying disappointment.
just a constant.
Yeah.
Was there ever a moment of hope where you like didn't let him down? Where it was like, hey, son, I don't know if you noticed the pep in my step.
Okay. I'll let you know.
So if this is how I am with principals, teachers, bosses, imagine how I felt when I got a letter today.
No.
From the Jeffco Sheriff's Department.
Oh, God!
A letter? Oh, no.
An actual physical letter.
And I was literally, I'm thinking back, like, okay, I smoked a joint at Glass Animals. Did they catch me? Am I getting arrested?
Don't admit to crimes on the air,
I mean,
Aaron.
No, I didn't. But that's like
there was that one time where I heard a squirrel.
That's the only thing I've done. But here I am, like, digging myself into a hole, spiraling, like,
so
okay, I'm a bad driver,
the
but
letter.
I. Well, because I.
You just see a letter and you're just. Like,
well, yeah.
What?
But so I'm thinking about everything and just terrible thoughts. I've talked about, you know, the crime scene thing here. I've thought about murdering people. I haven't. But I'm just like,
you've definitely hinted at your serial killer status on the.
Yeah.
I don't have a status for the record.
Maybe it's kind of like when you did your tour. They're like, just come check out the jail, see your new home.
I'm literally thinking I need to text my best friend, have her clear my phone, like get ready for when they arrest me.
Did we talk about this? There are people that will get you ready.
Oh, yeah.
For jail. Like you literally go to a dude and they wean your diet towards the right stuff.
That's crazy.
They teach you how to lift weights like in the yard. They teach you the stuff you're going to need to know, how to like have your head on a swivel.
I mean, I'm on the prison side of TikTok. I feel like I'm ready.
I wouldn't want to wean your diet. No, you got to be, I'd be camped at Culver's just for the weeks. Like I got to get in as much as I can before I go to prison.
But I think you want to be ready for it. They want to get you ready. So it's just not such a shock to your system. Like you could still go crazy and have your last Culver's meal, but like you need to spend a little time like acclimating. Cause the worst thing in the world is for you to be sitting there like, and like, you're sad. A man has held you every night while you cry yourself to sleep, like all these things. And then you're not getting any nutrition. So you have to like learn to eat slop or learn to eat with your elbows kind of around your food. So people don't steal your food.
Okay.
Mm. There's a lot of nuance.
It's my normal Culver's stance.
Right. How to fashion a shiv out of a toothbrush.
I see. Okay.
These sort of things.
So I open the letter.
Well, we don't have time. Like we don't.
I don't have time either. They're outside waiting.
Shut up!
For me.
What is it? I mean, is it?
No, they're just letting me know that there were no leads in the report that I had when someone broke in and I filed a claim. But here I am thinking I did something wrong. Someone broke into my car. I filed a report and I thought I did something wrong.
I promise the next thing we do is going to have some bigger payoff than. It was nothing.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right. Are we doing this thing? Because it's, I guess it's a survey of like dangerous men behaviors.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys answer the survey? Did they reach out?
No, they did. Like, and I'm going to just tell you this. Danger is my middle name. It might be Darren. It's close enough. It's adjacent to danger. They're all driving related.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. Mm-hmm. I'm the best driver in this room.
Oh, I'll give you it. I won't compete.
Yeah, but what car are you in?
Any car.
Your self-driving one? Because then
car.
How we can't
any
compete
car.
With that? I don't have sensors
any
and
car.
Stuff.
Give me any car.
I would still give it to you, though.
Yeah, because couple times I've driven adjacent to you, you're like, how are you alive?
I don't know.
Did you take driving lessons or anything?
I did, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't.
He got his license at 14?
Yeah, my permit at 14.
But
you drive scared, kind of. You
I
seem
do, yeah.
scared.
Because I've wrecked a lot of cars. I've gotten a lot of accidents and stuff.
It's
and
almost
I just,
worse to drive scared, though.
It's way worse. You need to. How do we get you over it? Do you want to reenact my childhood? And like,
what?
Like, I'll teach you how to drive the way I learned to drive.
How is that?
With an angry smoker flicking cigarette butts my face while I'm driving. And then on frozen ponds.
That's what I need.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why?
Because trust me, you want me behind the wheel if we're in a snowstorm. Nothing scares me.
But why on frozen ponds?
Because then you can just get the car completely out of control and figure out how to get it back.
There is something to it, to know how to lose control and still have control.
Oh, for sure, because everyone
Over.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm terrible. I hate the snow. The snow and the ice is my...
Buddy, let me... Maybe we can get our friends at State Patrol to take us up to Georgetown. Because they do it on that lake right there. And they just like... They're spinning out. Right off of I-70, if you're
going... That sounds so scary to be driving on a frozen lake.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like up in the mountains, it's frozen. I was doing it in Longmont at McCall Lake, where the middle is darker. And my dad was like, don't go over there. And I'm like, why? He's like, because it's not frozen. I'm like,
oh my gosh.
Maybe we shouldn't be
in the swimming lesson.
Maybe we shouldn't be here. But like, yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, I know this sounds braggadocious, but I will put my driving skill, like, when it comes to that, but it's...
Yeah, you're definitely better than me. I need help, because especially the ice, the snow, it just makes me... that's when I've wrecked several cars. I've just slid off the highway. I've been in some pretty bad wrecks.
Anybody who's listened to the show for any amount of time is probably about to text in, because I did drive my truck off an overpass in the snow as recently as, like, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
I remember that even. But I thought you kind of had it under control. I thought you meant to do it or something.
I had to drive it off. I had no choice. So I was driving far too fast for conditions. And then all of a sudden, a bunch of cars were stopped. So I kind of went off to the side, but there were cars parked on the side. And then it was just like, I was either going to slam into one group of cars, slam into another group of cars, or hit a guardrail. Because there's no stopping. I was going too fast to stop. So it was like, which thing am I going to hit? And I was like, I'll take my chances with the trees.
Wow.
Launched it off the...
I hate that so much. Ugh, I hate.
All right. So who's asking the dangerous questions? Aaron, you got this? You want to ask us if we're dangerous?
Yeah. Have you guys, within the past 6 months, exceeded the speed limit?
Yeah. Not intentionally, though. And not by more than 10.
Oh,
I could say. Honestly, I could say that.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Colorado drivers hate you. Like, the speed limit is a suggestion.
Highway Patrol in here.
I've taken defensive driving because I've lost my license. I'm not making a great case.
No, bud. Oh, gosh.
I lost my license when I was a courier. Because you're just driving.
Your job was driving?
Well, you had to drive fast. You had to get stuff places fast. Mm. And so I just drove fast everywhere, and it caught up to me. Eventually, the police caught up to me. And then, but like, when you take defensive driving, it's taught by like a state trooper, and they're like, we'll give you 7.
Okay. So I'm a little dangerous. I'm hitting 10.
If they're giving you 7, 10.
I'm over.
If they give you 7, then take 15.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Let's have a good relationship.
I've gotten a ticket for like 12 over.
12 is, that's fine. Good for you.
They didn't catch my other times where I was doing a lot more over.
Yeah, there was once I was coming up from Boulder to Longmont, and he pulled me over and he was like, do you know how fast you were going? And I'm like, depends on when you saw me.
Yeah.
Because there was a point where the speedometer would not go any higher.
There's a patch of there's a patch of road where there's signs that say, like, I don't know, not controlled, traffic by air or something.
Oh, yeah.
And
I
it's just
that.
Like, try
Let's
me.
Go.
Try me.
You're going to have to land, baby. No, they alert
you guys are
ahead.
Insane.
Yeah, no. We're dangerous.
Monitored by air or whatever.
Yeah, monitored
yes,
by air.
Yeah.
All right. So everyone in the room is dangerous.
I want to get home safe.
In the past 6 months, have you eaten while driving?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either.
I don't eat my car.
I don't either.
I swore to God when I bought the new Tesla, I wasn't going to do it. And I lasted like...
Went straight to a drive-thru.
No, I lasted like a month.
I almost made it home.
I made it like a month. But there's just... Like, I live 30 miles from here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes you're just like... Ugh. Or you stalk down 225 and you've got Poke Works sitting in the seat next to you. And you're like...
I'm not going to open a bowl and use a fork.
I use chopsticks or my hands.
No, while driving? No. No. All right. What about used a phone while driving?
No, I don't.
What?
No, because I plug it in.
Oh, my God.
I have the CarPlay. So I plug it in. I do it there. I could do the voice. So use a phone, through the voice. But I don't, like, hold it in my hand.
As you know, like I've caught up on full seasons of The Office while eating Poke Works in my car.
All right, what about read while driving?
What about read? Slacker?
I will tell you. Okay. That's funny. I've seen people do it. When I was a courier, there was a girl who was a fellow courier, and I'd pull up next to her in her Subaru, and she would have her hands at 10 and 2 holding a book.
What?
That's wild.
That is wild. I agree.
That's
worse than
phone.
That's where I learned to do the phone. So I hold my hands at 10 and 2 and like, and it's just got The Office on it. No?
Terrible.
Reading is worse though because you have to focus. Like if you're just watching Michael Scott like trip over stuff, it's not the same.
I think because you can hear it and stuff. I agree. Reading seems way more insane.
Way worse. So far, I'm every single thing. Do you have any more?
Driven without a seatbelt fastened.
Yes.
No. Around the neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Neighborhoods are the worst because that's where like all the accidents happen.
Yeah, but you're just gonna hit somebody else. You're not gonna hit. You're not going fast enough to get launched from.
You don't
car.
Know that.
Yeah, like
people speed.
No.
Yeah, Mr. 100 over
okay,
there.
I'm just
you never
saying,
know who's reading the New York Times driving.
My mailbox is like 5 houses from my house. So I gotta buckle back up for 5 houses.
Then walk.
No, I'm saying on my way home. I don't get in the car.
That's exactly what I do. It's on the way home, stop and get the mail.
I stop and check the mail, mm-hmm. and then I'm like, I get back in the car. I'm holding because
you're holding the mail and reading it while checking your text messages, and you don't have your seatbelt fastened, and you're also trying to open the garage.
And going 15 over.
Yes!
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Do you guys sleep under your sheets?
You're not liberal. Wait a minute. Okay. Hi, everyone. We're back. There's a tuck or no tuck debate ravaging the internet right now. And it's about sheets.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I have.
Let me put my duct tape away.
Yeah. It just got a lot less fun. But
what? Hold on. What's duct tape? What? What else are we tucking?
If you want to. I just thought you were talking about something else.
Is this like Silence of the Lambs? Where you're standing there going,
there you go.
Okay.
We're not going to need that tape.
Why? What's the duct tape have to do with? Oh, you tape it down?
I don't know if that's actually true. But
you
yes.
You tape it. You just tuck
there's
it.
Tape.
I think there's a procedure.
I don't know if it's duct tape, but there's tape for sure.
That you tape your junk down with?
Medical tape might be good.
Yeah. It's like taping an ankle.
Can I just say that this was going to be one of those wholesome moments that, you know, there's a thing called the Marconi Awards, right?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
They take people who've been in radio for a long time and they go, you exemplify what radio is and we want, and you've been doing it so long. And it's like getting the Oscar. It's like, you know. But not the regular Oscar, but the one where it's like lifetime achievement, that award.
I see,
like,
yeah.
And if you've been in radio long enough, you can get that. And I've been doing this for a long time, more than a quarter of a century. And I'm like, we need some radio content that we could submit to Marconi and go like, hey, how about this?
You brought up Tuck or No Tuck.
No, right, which was going to be about sheets. Like I went.
Oh,
I started,
and that's better?
I
that's
started
more
going
entertaining?
Back. Yes, it's well for Marconi. They need to hear some like, and then in the middle, I was gonna do some old timey speak, like, "Hey, see,
talk about."
I think the Marconi Awards like that. They would like that.
You know, I was on my horse and buggy, see, like that. But instead, you've taken it down into Silence of the Lambs. What kind of tape do you use to tuck your junk? There goes my Marconi, a-holes.
I want a Marconi Award, too, because I'm such a radio nerd, but yet every day I do nothing to try to achieve it. I just,
literally nothing.
I only go the opposite way.
I have tried. I have brought up, do we need to do stuff with nonprofits? And I just get shut down.
We raise money for children.
Once a year.
I know, but it's still $1 million. We've been raising them. We've raised like $30 million for those guys.
Yeah, Marconi.
I want everyone at Children's, if you happen to be listening, I'm sorry that we just associated you with the tuck or no tuck your genital break.
No, we're talking about sheets.
Oh. Do you guys tuck your sheets? That's the bottom line. And the reason I was upset at the beginning is Tiak is trying to LeBron James his way into like, I just can't because I'm so big.
What size bed do you have?
We have a king.
Just a regular king.
Regular okay. king, yeah.
No, because I've noticed, because the last time I stayed in their bed. It is kind of short.
Ooh, kinky.
Stop.
Yeah. If it's short for Aaron, what do you think it's short?
How
yeah.
is it short? It's not short.
No, it is.
A king size bed, you can, you're going to tell me.
I don't know if it's because
foot
like.
Nothing frame.
I'm 5'2".
Okay.
And a half.
Somebody Google how big it's 100 and some inches
long. I don't know if it's
long.
Because like where the pillows hit that you're just further down.
Then take some pillows off.
I want the
like,
pillows.
Like you don't have to have pillows. You don't have to have the first 2 feet of the bed be pillows.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
I want to be in a cloud,
oh my
in a
God.
Nest.
It's 80 inches long, which is about 6.5, a little over 6.5 feet.
Is that right?
That's what Google says. Yeah, 80 inches, 76 inches by 80. It's almost a square.
Okay.
So 80 inches is just over 6.5 feet. I'm 6 feet tall. You have the space for your pillow.
Yeah, but your and head's on the pillow. It's not like
but
you have a pillow and your
down.
Head's
yeah,
in front of it.
But you're further down. Like
you're
my head isn't against the headboard.
Even if your head was
not
2 inches.
Not when I'm sleeping. Good morning, everybody.
I hate this show.
Good morning, Marconi.
Even if your head was halfway in the pillow, you've got 5 inches of headroom before you're at the end of the bed.
I guess, but the way when you tuck it, which we do, whenever you make the bed, you have to tuck it, especially ours. We have like
if
a low.
If you're not a tucker, then don't make it tucked. Then you can just get into bed. This is what I'm saying.
No, you have to, it looks so much nicer. We have like a low kind of a platform
it.
Bed. It no, it the way it
theirs looks, doesn't.
Because we don't have a, what's the thing underneath it? The
skirt?
No, the other, this like springy.
The
box spring, yeah, yeah. We don't have one of those. It's just
I
a mattress.
Either.
It's real low.
We don't need it if it's just a platform bed. My head,
right,
my
right.
bed is like so tall.
But we're
like,
just more exposed because it's like, it's just a mattress on this low thing. So
and
we
their
have
comforter
to duck it.
Doesn't flow over.
Mm-hmm. It's more of a quilt.
Do you think anybody really wants to hear us continue? Which tuck or no tuck conversation do you guys want to hear more of? The sheet one? Or the junk one. Text
one feels like
sheet or junk.
Yeah. One feels like it's more for social, more of a video
so,
thing.
I mean, okay. All I'm saying is, you're saying if it's tucked, the reason you tuck is warmth. Like it saves.
But then it's constricting, and I'm the type of person where yes, I have the sheet and it is tucked. I sleep on top of it. I don't sleep under
the sheet. What's
the sheet
for then? Then
prevention.
Don't even leave the sheet. Mm. On
it just
the
looks
bed.
Nice. I don't know.
Looks
it's
nice
a double. Hoe. I don't know. It's a double thing, so I don't have to change the. Because I hate the fitted sheets, so that way I don't have to change the fitted sheets.
When's the last time you'd say
I don't
you
change
did.
It as often?
Like,
no.
Like what grade were you in?
I don't have to wash it as often. I still do.
Why would you hate a fitted sheet?
I can never fold them. They just,
you don't have to fold it. Just put it back on your bed.
No. And then, like, I'm on one corner and it's on, and then it flips up when I'm on the other. I have a California king, so it's like a mile to get to the other side.
It's not that much bigger. I think
for,
a California king is actually just
me.
An 80 by 80.
72 wide by 84, so it's 4 inches longer.
So if I get you a California king.
No, I don't like it because I don't want to be warm. I'm always hot, so that's probably part of it too, is I don't want to keep the warmth in. I want to let the breeze flow.
So untucked.
Yeah. Much like
I'm
talking. The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story of a traffic jam caused by the strangest thing in the history of maybe not the strangest, but it's real weird.
Okay. You know how when you have a cat, sometimes it'll bring like a dead mouse or something back
ooh,
to your house?
Yeah.
Well, this cat that brought the bomb squad.
What? Okay. Just, okay.
It's ew. A tease.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, let's go. Aren't you from...
No, I'm from the other one.
Okay.
Idaho.
You know that they are all exactly the same in my head.
The only reason I know the difference is because there's a few songs about Ohio. There's no songs about Iowa.
Think I'm going Ohio. No,
no,
that's Boston.
No, Ohio is for Lovers by Hawthorne Heights.
Okay.
Or She Said She Needed a Break a little
Bowling
not,
for Soup.
Yeah. But then she went to Cleveland with some.
Yeah, they are. I'm so hyped.
Okay. Here's the thing. We're way off track. Mm-hmm. So do we want to just
keep
play
going,
a song
or...
and then come back and try this again?
Yeah, play Bowling for Soup.
Oh, my gosh.
Iowa's different than Ohio. I have to say that.
All right.
It's like my ancestors are.
All right.
Okay, so it was in Dayton, Ohio. The homeowners were in the midst of renovations.
Okay.
And their cat was around, and it started playing with a suspicious object.
Suspicious?
Yeah, okay. It was kind of batting it around, doing the cat thing. They realized that that suspicious object was a grenade that they found while doing
what?
The...
What?
Last time I renovated, we came across a nuclear warhead. What?
Yeah, the cat was playing with the grenade, so they were very concerned, so they thought they called the professionals, and they determined, yes, it needs to be professionally detonated. So the bomb squad was summoned. They had to come, and they detonated the grenade, and... they were all safe, and then...
So they blew up the house?
They broke the cat's toy.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, the cat's
was
yeah.
the cat playing with the grenade when they blew it up?
I don't think... I think they got the cat out of there,
oh,
too.
Okay.
I think they maybe petted the cat on their way out.
Petted
I would
cat.
Like to think.
Okay.
Yeah.
This was a great feel-good story.
Thank yeah, they've yet
that.
To come up with where the grenade was from, though. So just if you, in case you wanted to sleep tonight, don't, because there might be grenades under your house.
Okay. Perfect. I have a story that's from Massachusetts. Accent?
Fuck the con, Hamid Yad.
Nice.
All right. My story is about a traffic jam that occurred when not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven.
I'm sorry. You're still counting.
Eight bulls escaped through a fence in a rodeo in the Emerald Square Mall.
Goodness.
They knocked down fencing, creating chaos. One bull made it out onto the highway, though.
Oh, God.
Okay. And police were alerted when a drone spotted... Okay, there's a lot of... Okay. One bull was causing a major traffic jam. They took coordinated efforts to corral the bull and lassoed it safely into a trailer. I had a bull joke in my head, and I'd forgotten it.
Aww.
I just like to be so. You're already mad driving home from work,
yes.
And then to be in a traffic jam with what a bunch of bull.
I think that was going to be my joke, something like that.
Yes.
But I was going to say bull. Would have been much funnier than just saying bull.
You have the tenure to do that, sir.
We're all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right. Are we doing this thing? Because it's, I guess it's a survey of like dangerous men behaviors.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys answer the survey? Did they reach out?
No, they did. Like, and I'm going to just tell you this. Danger is my middle name. It might be Darren. It's close enough. It's adjacent to danger. I, they're all driving related.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this. Mm-hmm. I'm the best driver in this room.
Oh, I'll give you it. I won't compete.
Yeah, but what car are you in?
Any car.
Your self-driving one?
Any
then
car.
How we can't
any
compete
car.
With that. I don't have sensors
any
and
car.
Stuff.
Give me any car.
I would still give it to you, though.
Yeah, because the couple times I've driven adjacent to you, you're like, how are you alive?
I don't know.
Did you take driving lessons or anything?
I did, yeah. Yeah.
I didn't.
He got his license at 14?
Yeah, my permit at 14.
Very
yes.
sorry, permit, yeah. yeah.
But you and drive scared, kind of. You seem scared.
Because I've wrecked a lot of cars. I've gotten a lot of accidents and stuff.
It's
and
almost
I just...
worse to drive scared, though.
It's way worse. You need to, how do we get you over it? Do you want to reenact my childhood? And like I'll teach you how to drive the way I learned to drive.
How is that?
With an angry smoker flicking cigarette butts my face while I'm driving, and then on frozen ponds.
That's what I need. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
Because trust me, you want me behind the wheel if we're in a snowstorm. Nothing scares me.
But why on frozen ponds?
Because then you can just get the car completely out of control and figure out how to get it back.
There is something to it to know how to lose control and still have control.
Oh, for sure, because everyone auto corrects.
Over.
Over, thank you.
Yeah, I'm terrible. I hate the snow. The snow and the ice is my...
Buddy, let me... Maybe we can get our friends at State Patrol to take us up to Georgetown. Because they do it on that lake right there. And they just like... They're spinning out. Right off of I-70, if you're
going... That sounds so scary to be driving on a frozen lake.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like up in the mountains, it's frozen. I was doing it in Longmont at McCall Lake, where the middle is darker, and my dad was like, don't go over there. And I'm like, why? He's like, because it's not frozen. I'm like, well,
oh my gosh.
Maybe we shouldn't be
in the swimming lesson.
Maybe we shouldn't be here. But like, yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, know this sounds braggadocious, but I will put my driving skill, like, when it comes to that, but it's...
Yeah, you're definitely better
really
than me. I need help, because especially the ice, the snow, it just makes me... That's when I've wrecked several cars. I've just slid off the highway. I've been in some pretty bad wrecks.
Anybody who's listened to the show for any amount of time is probably about to text in, because I did drive my truck off an overpass in the snow as recently as, like, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that, even. But I thought you kind of had it under control. I thought you meant to do it or something.
I had to drive it off. I had no choice. So I was driving far too fast for conditions. And then all of a sudden, a bunch of cars were stopped. So I kind of went off to the side, but there were cars parked on the side. And then it was just like, I was either going to slam into one group of cars, slam into another group of cars, or hit a guardrail. Because there's no stopping. I was going too fast to stop. So it was like, which thing am I going to hit? And I was like, I'll take my chances with the trees.
Wow.
So launched it off the...
I hate that so much.
All right. So who's asking the dangerous questions? Aaron, you got this? You want to ask us if we're dangerous?
Yeah. Have you guys within the past 6 months exceeded the speed limit?
Yeah. Not intentionally, though. And not by more than 10.
Oh,
I could say. Honestly, I could say that.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Colorado drivers hate you. Like, the speed limit is a suggestion.
Highway Patrol in here.
I've taken defensive driving because I've lost my license. I'm not making a
No, bud. Oh, gosh.
I lost my license when I was a courier. Because you're just driving.
Your job was driving?
Yeah, well, you had to drive fast. You had to get stuff places fast. Mm. And so I just drove fast everywhere, and eventually it caught up to me. Eventually the police caught up to me. And then, but like, when you take defensive driving, it's taught by like a state trooper, and they're like, we'll give you 7.
Okay. So I'm a little dangerous. I'm hitting 10.
If they're giving you 7,
I'm over.
If they give you 7, then take 15.
What?
You know what I'm saying?
Let's have a good relationship.
I've gotten a ticket for like 12 over.
12 is that's fine. Good for you.
They didn't catch my other times where I was doing a lot more over.
Yeah, there was once I was coming up from Boulder to Longmont, and he pulled me over and he was like, "Do you know how fast you were going?" And I'm like, "Depends on when you saw me."
Yeah,
because there was a point where the speedometer would not go any higher.
There's a patch of there's a patch of road. There's signs that say like, I don't know, controlled, not controlled, traffic by air or something.
Oh yeah,
and it's just
that.
Like Try me.
You're going to have to land, baby. No, they alert
you guys are insane.
Yeah, no. We're dangerous.
Monitored by air or whatever.
Yeah, monitored by air.
Yeah.
All right. So everyone in the room is dangerous.
I want to get home safe.
In the past 6 months, have you eaten while driving?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either.
I don't eat my car.
I don't either.
I swore to God when I bought the new Tesla, I wasn't going to do it. And I lasted like...
Went straight to a drive-thru.
No, I lasted like a month.
I almost made it home.
I made it like a month. But there's just... Like, I live 30 miles from here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And sometimes you're just like... Ugh. Or you stalk down 225 and you've got Poke Works sitting in the seat next to you and you're like...
I'm not going to open a bowl and use a fork.
I use chopsticks or my hands.
No, while driving? No. No. All right. What about used a phone while driving?
No, I don't.
What?
No, because I plug it in.
Oh, my God.
I have the CarPlay. So I plug it in. I do it there. I could do the voice. So use a phone, yeah, through the voice, but I don't like hold it in my hand.
As you know, I've caught up on full seasons of The Office while yep. eating Poke Works in my car.
All right. What about read while driving?
What about Reed? Slacker?
I will tell you. Okay. That's funny. I've seen people do it. When I was a courier, there was a girl who was a fellow courier, and I'd pull up next to her in her Subaru, and she would have her hands at 10 and 2 holding a book.
What?
That's wild.
That is wild. I agree.
That's worse than
way.
Phone.
That's where I learned to do the phone. So I hold my hands at 10 and 2 and like, and it's just got The Office on it. No?
Terrible.
Reading is worse, though, because you have to focus. Like, if you're just watching Michael Scott, like, trip over stuff, it's not the same.
I think because you can hear it and stuff. I agree. Reading seems way more insane.
Way worse. So far, I'm every single thing. Do you have any more?
Driven without a seatbelt fastened.
Yes.
No. Around the neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Neighborhoods are the worst because that's where like all the accidents happen.
Yeah, but you're just gonna hit somebody else. You're not gonna hit. You're not going fast enough to get launched from.
You don't
car.
Know that.
Yeah, like
people speed.
No.
Yeah, Mr. 100 over
okay,
there.
I'm just
you never
saying.
Know who's reading the New York Times driving.
My mailbox is like five houses from my house. So I gotta buckle back up for five houses.
Then walk.
No, I'm saying on my way home. I don't get in the car.
That's exactly what I do. It's on the way home,
on
stop
way
and get
home,
the mail.
I just stop and check the mail, mm-hmm. and then I'm like, I get back in the car. I'm holding because
You're holding the mail and reading it while checking your text messages, and you don't have your seatbelt fastened, and you're also trying to open the garage.
And going 15 over.
Yes!
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Do you guys sleep under your sheets?
You're not liberal. Wait a minute. Okay. Hi, everyone. We're back. There's a tuck or no tuck debate ravaging the internet right now. And it's about sheets.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I have...
Let me put my duct tape away.
Yeah. It just got a lot less fun. But
what? Hold on. What's duct tape? What? What else are we tucking?
If you want to... I just thought you were talking about something else.
Is this like Silence of the Lambs? Where
yeah,
there,
yeah.
Going,
there you go.
Okay.
We're not going to need that tape.
Why? What's the duct tape have to do with? Oh, you tape it down?
I don't know if that's actually true, but
really,
yes.
You tape it. You just
there's
tuck
tape.
It.
I think there's a procedure.
I don't know if it's duct tape, but there's tape for sure.
That you tape your junk down with?
Medical tape might be good.
Yeah. It's like taping an ankle.
Can I just say that this was going to be one of those wholesome moments that, you know, there's a thing called the Marconi Awards, right?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
They take people who've been in radio for a long time and they go, you exemplify what radio is and we want, and you've been doing it so long. And it's like getting the Oscar. It's like, you know. But not the regular Oscar, but the one where it's like lifetime achievement, that award.
I see,
like,
yeah.
And if you've been in radio long enough, you can get that. And I've been doing this for a long time, more than a quarter of a century. And I'm like, we need some radio content that we could submit to Marconi and go like, hey, how about this?
You brought up tuck or no tuck.
No, right, which was going to be about sheets. Like I went.
Oh,
I started,
and that's better? That's more entertaining?
Yes, it's well for Marconi. They need to hear some like, and then in the middle, I was gonna do some old timey speak, like, "Hey, see,
talk so about."
I think the Marconi Awards like that. They would like that.
You know, I was on my horse and buggy, see, like that. But instead, you've taken it down into Silence of the Lambs. What kind of tape do you use to tuck your junk? There goes my Marconi, a-holes.
I want a Marconi Award, too, because I'm such a radio nerd. But yet, every day, I do nothing to try to achieve it. I
just, literally nothing.
I only go the opposite
way. I have tried. I have brought up, do we need to do stuff with nonprofits? And I just get shut down.
We raise money for children.
Once a year.
I know, but it's still $1 million. We've been raising them. We've raised like $30 million for those guys.
Yeah, Marconi.
I want everyone at Children's, if you happen to be listening, I'm sorry that we just associated you with the tuck or no tuck your genital break.
No, we're talking about sheets.
Oh. Do you guys tuck your sheets? That's the bottom line. And the reason I was upset at the beginning is Tiek is trying to LeBron James his way into like, I just can't because I'm so big.
What size bed do you have?
We have a king.
Just a regular king.
Regular okay. king, yeah.
No, because I've noticed, because the last time I stayed there, I stayed in their bed. It is kind of short.
Ooh, kinky.
Stop.
Yeah. If it's short for Aaron, what do you think it's short?
How
yeah.
is it short? It's not short.
No, it is.
A king size bed, you can, you're going to tell me.
I don't know
you're
if it's because like.
Foot nothing frame.
I'm 5'2".
Okay.
And a half.
Somebody Google how big it's 100 and some inches
long. I don't know if it's
long.
Because like where the pillows hit that you're just further down.
Then take some pillows off.
I want the
like,
pillows.
Like you don't have to have pillows. You don't have to have the first 2 feet of the bed be pillows.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
I want to be in a cloud in a nest.
It's 80 inches long, which is about 6.5, a little over 6.5 feet.
Is that right?
That's what Google says. Yeah, 80 inches, 76 inches by 80. It's almost a square.
Okay.
So 80 inches is just over 6.5 feet. I'm 6 feet tall. You have the space for your pillow.
Yeah, but your and head's on the pillow. It's not like
but
you
you're
have a
still
pillow
further
and your
down.
Head's
yeah,
in front
you're
of
further
it.
Down. Like you're my head isn't against the headboard.
Even if your head was
not
2 inches.
Not when I'm sleeping. Good morning, everybody.
I hate this show.
Good morning, Marconi.
Even if your head was halfway in the pillow, you've got 5 inches of headroom before you're at the end of the bed.
I guess, but the way when you tuck it, which we do, whenever you make the bed, you have to tuck it, especially ours. We have like
if
a low.
If you're not a tucker, then don't make it tucked. Then you can just get into bed. This is what I'm saying.
No, you have to, it looks so much nicer. We have like a
your
low kind of a
it.
Platform bed. It no, it the way it
theirs looks, doesn't.
Because we don't have a, what's the thing underneath it? The
skirt?
No, the other, that's like springy.
The
box spring. Yeah, yeah, we don't have one of those. It's just a mattress.
Either.
It's real low.
We don't need it if it's just a platform bed. My bed is like so tall.
But we're just more exposed because it's like, it's just a mattress on this low thing. So
and
we
their
have
comforter
to duck it.
Doesn't flow over.
Mm-hmm. It's more of a quilt.
Do you think anybody really wants to hear us continue? Which tuck or no tuck conversation do you guys want to hear more of? The sheet one? Or the junk one. Text
one feels like
sheet or junk.
Yeah. One feels like it's more for social, more of a video thing.
So, I mean, okay. All I'm saying is, you're saying if it's tucked, the reason you tuck is warmth. Like it saves.
But then it's constricting, and I'm mm-hmm. I'm the type of person where yes, I have the sheet and it is tucked. I sleep on top of it. I don't sleep under
What's
the sheet.
What's the sheet for then? Then Prevention. Don't even leave the sheet. Mm. On
it just
the
looks
bed.
Nice. I don't know.
Looks
it's
nice
a double. Who? I don't know. It's a double thing, so I don't have to change the because I hate the fitted sheets. So that way, I don't have to change the fitted sheets.
When's the last time you'd say
I don't change did. It as often?
Like,
no.
Like what grade were you in?
I don't have to wash it as often. I still do.
Why would you hate a fitted sheet?
I can never fold them. They just,
you don't have to fold it. Just put it back on your bed.
No. And then, like, I'm on one corner and it's on, and then it flips up when I'm on the other. I have a California King, so it's like a mile to get to the other side.
It's not that much bigger. I think a California
King
is actually just an 80 by 80.
72 wide by 84, so it's 4 inches longer.
So if I get you a California King.
No, I don't like it because I don't want to be warm. I'm always hot. So that's probably part of it, too, is I don't want to keep the warmth in. I want to let the breeze flow.
So untucked.
Yeah. Much like
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story of a traffic jam caused by the strangest thing in the history of, maybe not the strangest, but it's real weird.
Okay. You know when you have a cat, sometimes it'll bring like a dead mouse or something back to your house?
Yeah.
Well, this cat that brought the bomb squad.
What? Okay. Just, okay.
It's a tease.
Okay.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, let's go. Aren't you from...
No, I'm from the other one.
Okay.
Idaho.
You know that they are all exactly the same in my head.
The only reason I know the difference is because there's a few songs about Ohio. There's no songs about Iowa.
I'm going Ohio. No, that's Boston.
No, Ohio is for Lovers by Hawthorne Heights.
Okay.
Or She Said She Needed a Break. A little
Bowling
time.
For Soup.
Yeah. But then she went to Cleveland.
With someone.
Yeah, they are. I'm so hyped.
Okay. Here's the thing. We're way off track. Mm-hmm. So do we want to just
keep
play
going
a song
or...
and then come back and try this again?
Yeah, play Bowling for Soup.
Oh, my gosh.
Iowa's different than Ohio. I have to say that.
All right.
It's like my ancestors are.
All right.
Okay, so it was in Dayton, Ohio. The homeowners were in the midst of renovations.
Okay.
And their cat was around, and it started playing with a suspicious object.
Suspicious?
Yeah, okay. It was kind of batting it around, doing the cat thing. They realized that that suspicious object was a grenade that they found while doing
what?
The...
Last time I renovated, we came across a nuclear warhead. What?
Yeah, the cat was playing with the grenade, so they were very concerned, so they thought they called the professionals, and they determined, yes, it needs to be professionally detonated. So the bomb squad was summoned. They had to come and... They detonated the grenade and they were all safe. And then
they blew up the house.
They broke the cat's toy.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, the cat's
toy.
Was the cat playing with the grenade when they blew it up?
I don't think. I think they got the cat out of there.
Oh,
too.
Okay.
I think they maybe petted the cat on their way out.
Petted.
I would like to think.
Okay.
Yeah.
This was a great feel-good story.
Thank they've yet to come up with where the grenade was from, though. So just in case you wanted to sleep tonight, don't, because there might be grenades under your house.
Okay. Perfect. I have a story that's from Massachusetts. Accent?
Pock the con, have a yard.
Nice.
All right. My story is about a traffic jam that occurred when not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, not seven.
I'm sorry. You're still counting.
But eight bulls escaped through a fence in a rodeo in the Emerald Square Mall.
Goodness.
They knocked down fencing, creating chaos. One bull made it out onto the highway.
Oh, God.
Okay. And police were alerted when a drone spotted... Okay, there's a lot of... Okay. One bull was causing a major traffic jam. They took coordinated efforts to corral the bull and lassoed it safely into a trailer. I had a bull joke in my head and I'd forgotten it.
Aww.
I just like to be so... You're already mad driving home from work and end up being a traffic jam with a... Like, what a bunch of bull.
I think that was going to be my joke. Something like that.
Yes.
But I was going to say bull. Would have been much funnier than just saying bull.
You have the tenure to do that, sir.
We're all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.